West love. Go.
It's that time again. We're live from the basement.
Yeah. Woo! What's good, y'all? I'm ready. Episode 38, man. We live from the basement.
We're going to talk about some raps.
I'm ready. Hell yeah, man. We about to get into all this shit, man. And I'm looking forward to this conversation. We touched on it last episode, man.
What's that?
About, you know, we touched on collabs. And there's one collab that's getting a lot of attention.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Me and Drizzy and Future.
That's exciting.
Oh,
that's great, right?
So exciting.
Isn't that awesome? It's amazing.
So amazing.
It's like, yeah, it's fucking historic.
It's so great.
It's J Mac's favorite rapper and one of my favorite rappers. He loves Future and I like Drake.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's best of both worlds, right? It's like Jigga and Kelly all over again. This shit is amazing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
who's pissing shit on who?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. So we'll find that shit out, man. So we're going to talk about that. And there's some certain shit that was written, which I take offense to. And we're going to talk to somebody that has a certain point of view. And I think I'm looking forward to hear how he came up with his thoughts.
Yeah.
Shit's going to be interesting, man.
T-H-O-T.
We have an article controversy. I can't wait.
Yeah,
between
it's
Complex
cool.
And Brooklyn Bodega.
Dope writing,
ooh,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's that.
That's a good, yeah. It's like two titans going against each other. It's cool.
It's like the establishment.
Yeah, versus
the people.
The streets.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I dig it, man. How y'all gentlemen feeling?
Feeling excited, man.
I feel great, man. It's fantasy football season.
Yup.
Hell yeah. And we about to do a fucking fantasy draft of our motherfuckers.
Yes, we are.
Hell yeah,
that's
man.
That's going to be the shit.
I'm just letting y'all know I'm a draft expert.
Okay, we'll see how this turns out.
I'm just saying, man.
We'll just see how this turns out.
No, I'm just saying.
We'll just see how it turns out.
Have you ever fantasy drafted?
No, I haven't.
I'm just saying. I know I got a seasoned veteran here to my right.
I'm in seven leagues.
You know what I'm going to be?
No, I'm not. No,
you know what I'm going to be? I'm going to be the one chick who goes, I don't really know how to play, and runs the whole shit.
Are you going
to
pick based off of, like, clothing? Because that's what women do.
I'd be like, I like the way that he dresses.
His jersey's cute.
You like the mascot.
Yeah.
Their colors are awesome.
I like his braids.
Don't do that.
He'll like the story at halftime. The sick brother. And he learned how to throw a football sideways.
Oh, yeah,
shit,
man. No. Fall for all the okey-doke.
That Rudy shit.
Yeah, don't do it, Mac. I'm just telling you, man. I'm giving you some fantasy advice,
Rudy,
man.
Shit.
Yeah, get your running backs
play
early,
stats,
bro.
Go with your balls.
Okay.
Fuck the, like, all the frilly shit.
Yeah, get your running backs early, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, exactly, man. Running backs never fail. They are.
I'm just saying.
Should have never said that shit. Now.
Yeah, man.
Now it's on. Now it's on, motherfuckers.
But you're drafting rappers and producers. So.
Oh, that's true.
I'm gonna tell you this, man. It's a word of advice, man. Don't go producer first round.
Ooh.
That'd be like picking Peyton Manning first,
like
round.
Right off the bat.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
that's
shit.
Like going with like an Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
Luck. You never know; he might get injured.
And how is Peyton looking? How is Luck looking for that?
It's true.
I will
they
have
look
you
like
know.
Boo-boo.
That's a good point.
I will have you know. I just watched Draft Day with Kevin Costner. I'm very ready for this.
Oh,
shit.
That's what's up.
Very.
We're
ready
not
for
trading
this
picks,
shit.
And I ain't giving you no more strategy, motherfucker. I didn't get way too much
for this shit.
We might have to trade too. We might have trades in there. You never know.
Yeah.
See how your roster shakes out.
Oh shit.
You know what I mean? You got somebody that makes sense on my team. We might have to make a fucking.
Yeah, because there will be no games played today, but we will be assembling rosters.
By the
rosters,
end of the episode, yeah. Each one of us will have a starting five constructed of some players. We'll get into it more, but all of us at the end of the episode will have to stick with that team, and it will get voted on.
I love it.
Shit.
I love it, man.
Very excited.
So
we'll get into Pacifics later.
Pacifics.
That's right.
Pacifics.
So, yeah, man, it's a good show, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. Dog, I'm still buzzing off last episode, man. We had a good time.
Chris the Glove, man.
Dude,
the gloves came off.
The glove was dope.
Woo! Gloves came off. Chris the Ghost Taylor gave us some
the Ghost
insight.
He totally renamed him.
Is that gonna be your sleeper pick, man? Are you going fifth round?
Shit.
Would you go for the glove?
You never know. He might be like a flex play, like after like a waiver wire.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I don't even know. People,
that could win you the whole thing.
See, that's you're showing your fantasy ignorance, man.
Yeah,
you don't know none of this
shit. Throw out a bench play or something like that.
I don't know what's happening.
You're just trying to confuse Mac through the whole episode.
He don't know what's going on. He's like, what the fuck are we talking about?
That's what's up.
Hell yeah, man. Shout out to everybody. We got people in the chat, man. I know we got some fantasy motherfuckers that I'm going to do this shit.
Yeah, you need a flex player.
For real, man. You got to have flex players,
man.
Yeah,
flex guy.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. Fuck a flex. Funkmaster flex.
I love it.
What's happening? Do I look like a deer in the
headlights? We're about to piss you off.
Oh, that's crazy. Wait. Let's do
we have to figure this out. We have to figure out what
you're really going to run this shit because you know your sports shit.
We got to figure out what a kicker would be.
Because all your sportsing and shit.
What would a kicker be?
A hype man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, is that work? I think that works. Because a hype man.
I call Flav. I call Flav.
You can't call him right now. You got to pick him during the draft.
Yeah, you got to waste your pick on
your hand.
Do it.
I'm not going to pick him.
Who did he say? One of us pick him. He said Flavor Flav.
Hey,
that's not bad.
Damn.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do hype man now? I shouldn't have said that.
We'll see.
Okay.
It's possible.
Right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. This shit's going to be fun. But y'all know the fucking, the routine.
I need to write down my
Mac,
picks.
You better like go to like fucking like Yahoo Fantasy just like to get a
what is this?
An idea. Oh, shit's already pre-poured. This is dangerous. Who did this?
Oh my God, bro.
Steve came down.
Fuck Steve, man. Where did he come from? God damn it.
Steve Largent.
Do your shots at the crib. We're kicking off episode number 38. Let's go. Good stuff. It's good. You like that?
I went down like water.
I need video.
No, I got my my sinuses are clear.
For real, man.
I can breathe all my breath.
It's that Amsterdam. That should have cleaned you out.
I breathe all my breath right now. All my breath is breathable.
Yo, man, let's get it popping, man. We're gonna get started with Joyner Lucas.
Yeah.
That sound like government to me.
That sound like a track star.
Yes. It sound like a government track star. Joyner Lucas.
Carl Lucas, Jackie Joyner.
Opposites attract, man.
Listen to this shit.
Let's get this shit going, man. Episode 38.
Listen to this shit.
When we come back, man. We talking Drake, Future, and all of that shit,
Brooklyn
man.
Bodega.
Yeah, Brooklyn Bodega on deck. Let's go, baby. In the basement.
Heaven, hell. Hella heaven, Sunday school. Mac 11, prison camps. Colleges and crash courses. Driver lessons, bad bitches. Prostitutes, death threats. Hospitals, gang banging. Private schools, chains hanging. Drama too, bling blinging. Cultivating new cribs. Home invasions, child abuse. Motivation taught to God. Smoke with Satan, wedding rings. Divorce papers, settlements. Court cases, medicine. AIDS victims, Malcolm X. Racism, UFOs. Airplanes, crop circles. Man-made democracy. Landscape, starvation, pancakes, skinny jeans, baggy pants, relationships, backup plans, white rice, Zatarans, open lanes, traffic jam, blood crips, Latin kings, intelligence, lack of brains, negligence, accolades and skeletons of plastic veins, lucid dreams, sleepwalking, dry snitching, streets talking, competition, police cars and a project, the beast talking. Put your motherfucking hands up. I've been having such a bad week. Opposites attract me. Hell in heaven, heaven hell, falling off. Record sales, balling out. Broke as hell, free at last. Back to jail, candy paint. Candy yams, candy canes. Candy pants, candy rain. So for real, black teeth. Golden crab, thug life. Honest life, real life. Drama life, herbal life. Healthy life, broke life. Wealthy life, rag riches. Riches, rags, fags, bitches. Bitches, mad, bad Christians. Hypocrites, them half niggas. Niggas half hit the deck. Planted shit, cigarettes. Cancer sticks, Smith & West. Banana clips, niggas death. I'm hearing shit, carnivores. Herbivores, all the wars. Artifacts, hydroglyphics. High blood pressure, heart full of heart attacks. And call a cab. Walk the block, mouth shut. You talk a lot, open field. Car garage, unemployment. Morning jobs, kill the youth. Multiply, keep it real. Falsify, make a mess. Organize, fake my death. Put your motherfucking hands up. I've been having such a bad week. Now put your motherfucking hands up. Been such a bad week. That's when opposites attract me.
Morality bears where God begins. Where we begin. Opposite is so opposite attracts. Guess we'll never know that.
My temple is a magnet.
My brain is a gadget, yeah, my soul is a rapture. This the opposite attraction, I got opposite attentions. I got positive incentive, I should rob a nigga senseless. I hope them cops will get defensive. There ain't no stopping this, I've been it. Fuck your confidence, I've been sick. Fuck your opposition, I'm kinda different. I hop beside a spaceship, I've been lost in different places. Bitch, I'm locked into the matrix. Put my thoughts in different cages. Watch me turn portraits into paintings. Who told you right is wrong in your eyes? Who said wrong is right with no lies? They said I was wrong the whole time. Turn them lights off at showtime. Who told you there wasn't no God? Who told you that I don't know God? Who told you that I don't go hard? I give you something big to choke on. I never follow rules and no laws. Turn your fucking head to coleslaw. This that winter flow, that mistletoe. Kiss you goodbye so long. I'm that Martin Rock of Pluton. I'm that Maserati two-tone. Ain't no cavities in these jaws. Bitch, ain't no gravity in these songs. And I've been wanting this for so long. They've been talking shit for so long. This my ocean now when I'm shark circling up both those coast guards. Bitch, my coke rock is so raw. This what happens on a two-way street when I'm opposite roads cross. All your common sense to go lost. All your common sense to go lost. All your common sense to go lost. Tell me what happened to you. What have you done when your mind that hold on? Tell your daughter put some clothes on. Tell your son put his coat on. Tell my father pull his skirt down. He ain't did shit for me in so long. Fuck your opinion, nigga, I'm grown. They don't like the shit that I'm on. Can't accept the fact that I'm grown. Just accept the fact that I'm on. Ain't no evil practice in here. I got Jesus all in my bones. I got angel wings on my back. I got 808s on my track. Shit, I've been wanting this for so long. They been talking shit for so long. This my ocean now when I'm sharks lurking. No boats, those coast guards. Bitch, my coke rock is so raw. This what happens on a two-way street when I'm opposite roads cross. All your common sense to go lost. All your common sense to go lost.
Man, woo. Fire.
That is what's up.
Good Lord, I'm telling you, man, the government's joining Lucas. It's not a game, man. That shit right. works.
You're right.
For real. Be yourself.
It's like they don't care if they get in trouble.
For real. You ain't got nothing. I got no brand.
Transparency.
Yeah, man. Seriously, that's exactly
maybe
what
maybe his
is.
Name's Lucas Joyner and he's throwing everybody off by what doing if, it reverse.
What if his real name's like Dave?
Johnston.
Yeah.
Dave.
And he's like, you know what? Joyner Lucas is kind of cool because I like Jackie Joyner Kersee and George Lucas was a great coach.
No, yeah. That would be hilarious.
John Lucas.
John Lucas.
George Lucas made good movies.
George Lucas made good movies.
Yes.
The fuck we talking about?
I have no idea.
So, man.
Joyner Lucas is a shit.
Speaking of Joyner.
So this fucking Drizzy and Future. You guys geeked, right?
Absolutely.
You like Drake?
Absolutely.
You like Future?
Why am I supposed to be excited about this? I like when Drake raps, man. I don't know what the fuck this is supposed to be.
Yeah. Did you listen?
Some of it, man. Yeah. I like the last track. You know who was on it?
Who?
Just Drake. What's he doing? Just rapping.
Just spitting? Because I'll tell you what.
He wasn't just rapping that last album.
On the last song?
Last song.
Oh, last song, yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But I will say, them together is a fucking...
Fire.
Fire. What did you think?
I heard a few choice tracks.
It's a shit show, man.
It was outstanding.
You thought it was great?
Absolute shit.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's awful. So Drake's already begun to dumb himself down to new levels. You can make of it what you will.
Maybe it wasn't supposed to happen, but they got so much of an urge from all the Twitter fans that they said, fuck it, let's just put this shit together, man.
Possibly,
I got some drink, you got some smoke.
Would you do that, though, man? Would you compromise yourself just from fans urging?
Just to get more like fans and notoriety that shit and pacify people?
Yeah, why?
Probably not.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, because people...
Because you care about your shit.
Give them what they want.
That's what the...
What they think they want.
Yeah.
The Tumblr generation.
Man. Yeah.
That's the Snapchat whippersnappers.
That's exactly what I'm saying, man.
Whippersnapchatters.
So, but apparently, like, there's people, and I mean, this shouldn't come as a shock, man. There's hip hop publications, websites that think that us doing what we're doing right now, critiquing, calling shit out.
Yeah.
Saying that, this collaboration is fucking subpar. It didn't bring anything new to the... It doesn't do anything. It's like, okay, yeah, so now you got these two big-name motherfuckers. They got together, and they delivered what?
Right.
We think it's shit. But Complex was defending it. Kind of like, you know, very boldly.
Yeah.
Angel Diaz.
Angel Diaz. What did she write?
It's a writer for writer from Complex.
Angel Diaz.
I got the quote here. I love how that beat just changed because this is perfect, man.
This is about to be serious.
You old head, super lyrical motherfuckers. I guess that would be us.
That's me.
you need to get over yourselves. Every time some new rap drops, you sound bitter. This ain't that real shit. You scream as you, as your two-tone do-rag. you adjust your denim. You said, I'm dead tired of you cats, man. You make my head hurt. Can't be listening to Talib Kweli offbeat and Lupe Fiasco deep cuts at barbecues.
And that's just a small, small
That's a
piece.
Smidgen. That's the most vicious piece, though. That's like, that's the most insulting piece to people like us.
Talib didn't like that, it.
No, Talib didn't like it. Lupe ain't like it.
Lupe ain't like it.
No. They got that dude.
Yeah.
And
He said, I too was once like you.
Wow.
Well, come on.
I don't believe it.
Don't nobody want to hear that shit all the fucking time. It comes back still to the thing where we were talking about having a hip-hop.
These are the hip-hop communism where communism, we're like, we need a board.
Yeah, because it's still the same thing. It's like, what defines it? Because at this point, when it's Future and Drake, it's R and fucking B.
It is, man.
It is R&B.
It is,
man. It's not hip-hop.
It's no longer hip-hop. And for whatever reason, because Billboard fucking puts it in there with hip-hop and R&B is the big clumped-in shit, just like everybody else does, it's R&B and hip-hop constantly.
Which is fucked up, man.
You know, you got to take the shit with a grain of salt to me, though, because you're talking about a periodical that deviated from what they used to do, which was talk about the culture in a way that we can all identify with. And now it's all Kanye and Kim, and what are they wearing, and fucking...
Complex used to be cool.
Mark Echo cannot be proud of this shit.
No, is he even associated with it anymore?
At this point, it's probably just
cashing checks, man. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it went from that to, like, what is Kim wearing, and what is Kanye wore this, and it's just all about fashion and shit, right. But it's not even about, like, shit that's popping, man.
It's fucked up. And
like,
I mean,
force-feeding
the
pop
like,
culture now, man.
Now, hip-hop is supposed to be different things, man, and it can be. And that's why we got Wes on the phone right now.
And Wes actually wrote an article.
A reply.
At BrooklynBodega.com. And it was a reply to Angel Diaz's whole
bullshit
rant about how, look it, man, you guys are acting like, he was saying that all of us were a bunch of bitches because we're old heads, we're listening to classic rap, we need to like move forward is basically what
he's
saying.
We're like the dudes in the Muppets in the balcony.
Yeah. Wes's article headline grabbed my attention right out of the gate. Angel Diaz is an idiot and the defense of hip-hop purist.
I love it.
What's up, Wes?
What's up, Wes? How you doing, man?
All right, I'm good, brothers. How y'all doing?
Good, bro. Good, real good, man.
You're speaking our language, to quote Drake's fucking bullshit.
No doubt.
Yeah, man. So let's get into it.
Give us a what had happened was.
Yeah, because I think the emotion is, if you read the article, it's apparent like this shit touched a nerve. You like, all right, man, fuck, I got to get at this guy.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. I think I stumbled upon Kweli and Lupe's Twitter sort of going back and forth at Angel first. And was just like, what's going on? And I sort of did dug a little bit into it. And then I just read the article. Yeah, I think it was, I must have woke up that morning. And then, just kind of got the juices flowing. And I said, this guy's got to be approached.
Mm-hmm,
When I was coming up, you said something reckless, somebody had to, you had to sort of be held accountable. And this same cat actually... this cat Angel Diaz, we had posted a video of Jay Electronica in London, kind of calling out Drake and saying, you may be the sixth guy, but I'm the guy. Just some sort of random stuff. And he ripped it from our site and put it on Complex and didn't give us any credit. Mm. So I already was like, this dude is suspect. Like as a journalist.
He's
going to go out there and attack two of the best that have ever done it, in my opinion. I'm not going to let him off the hook.
Right.
I got you.
Now, it feels like what people think is journalism nowadays. It's like he can say whatever the fuck he wants and not be held accountable. So I'm actually excited that you're going at him and holding him to it. He shouldn't. People shouldn't be able to get away with just talking shit. Like, he's ruining the culture. He's further, like, he's taking it and, like, ripping it to pieces.
Well, don't.
Just like everybody else is. Nowadays, it's like this R&B, sing-songy stuff is getting clumped in with what we know as real, raw hip-hop. What is real hip-hop? And it's like, do we draw the line somewhere? What do we do in order to, like...
Yeah, and that's a good way to get into it, because, Wes, I, like, first off, man, what's your honest critique in, like, the... In a short version, what's your honest critique of Drake and Future's album? What didn't you like about
it? You know, the thing is, if you look at my piece, and Quali kind of backed me up, it doesn't even talk about the Drake and Future thing. And I'm going to keep it 100. I haven't listened to the thing.
Okay.
So my thing was not... Angel's piece to me wasn't... It was a sort of quiet, it was framed as a defense of the Drake and Future project, but it was really just a sort of thinly veiled attack at, you know, these old heads, these peers or whatever. So I never really listened to it. Listen, I'm not like I don't think that mixtape is for my demographic. You know, so when I see that Drake and Future mixtape, it's to me comparable to like a Taylor Swift album coming out. Like, that's cool, but that really does not register on my radar.
Right.
You know, very much. So I didn't even want to get into it, like dissing them or really dissing them specifically. I didn't want to get into it, so I didn't even really listen to it. So.
Okay, that's fair. So, I mean, and that's cool to say that. I mean, as far as like, you had a quote in there, and I think this backs up what Mac was getting at. And this one, the quote was big. You said, to the rest of Hip Hop Nation, we need to keep an eye on writers like this. Speaking of Angel, you said you believe their motives and actions are malicious and destructive. They're creating an environment that will lead to hip hop's implosion.
Yeah.
And
right. And I've thought about this, and I've been a victim of this, you know, from what we do at the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival. I've heard Ibrahim, who runs Dreamville with J. Cole, talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard Quali talk about it, Lupe. Even Wale calling out Complex, is that you have these people in place in very significant powers of hip places in hip hop, wielding significant power, and it's like, what are you? What are your credentials, right? And when I wrote the article that Angel came at me on Twitter, and in the back and forth, it was very clear that his level of hip hop to me of history and knowledge was a little thin at times. And he was very, and that's what I think why he fears, like anybody else, like he fears somebody who has more knowledge in an arena than he does.
Yep.
But you have to begin to look at, you know, Complex, you know, MTV. I got into it with MTV when they tried to not give me credit when we brought Jay-Z out for the festival. You know, Hot 97 had a lot of problems with, like, you know, things that Peter Rosenberg, you know, has said. But in particular, there are people in hip-hop who want to sort of devalue this purist or whatever they want to call it, but to me, artists with a high level of integrity, like a Lupe and Quali, to simply dumb it down so that it can be more easily digested by the masses. Mm-hmm. And then you really have, you know, honestly, Complex is white people interpreting hip-hop culture for other white people. So when you start giving them something very high intense, you know, a high level of quality, like Quali or Lupe, it's too much for them. They want to turn it into McDonald's, right? So they want to dumb it down in a very specific way. And then you look and you see, you got a Quali, you know, talking about Black Lives Matter, marching in Ferguson. The people, you know, the economic system behind a Complex or a Hot 97 up here in New York, they don't want that. They don't want us talking about this stuff. They don't want us talk about, because it's not good for the bottom line.
Yeah.
It's better for the bottom line is this sort of mindless, hypersexualized, over-aggressive black male, you know, that they can covet and swoon over and fear, and that's how it's going to sell them. So I do think that there's people in here that do too many questionable things.
Sure.
And I'm like, yo, what's really good? What is your motivation? What are you trying to do? How are you going to sit here and say I love hip-hop and then diss Quali? No, like that. That's. I question your motives, and I think there's a lot of. I also wrote an article about there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing. There's people in here who are making a ton of money on hip hop, but They don't care. You know, Azalea Banks called it out. Like, they want to be black until it's difficult to be black. But when it comes, you know, people, when it's time to march, now they want to go back to the Upper East Side or wherever they live. But when it's when the Yeezys coming out, then they're all hip hop.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just not going to let y'all get away with that.
I think you nailed it right there in one account. I think as far as Complex and your World Star Hip Hop and all these fucking websites that are basically pushing, you know, the chewing gum aspect of this culture that's just, you know, it's just a bunch of bullshit. I don't think it's a black and white thing at that point. I think the only thing that they see is green, and I think that's it. And whatever's going to sell, whatever's going to get more clicks, whatever's going to get more shit sent to the website is going to be the fights and all the bullshit on WorldStar. It's going to be the fucking Kim Kardashian and what's Kanye wearing and what did he say to one fan on one date. Like, all of that bullshit that gets them clicks is what matters to them. I don't think it's a black and white thing at this point, but I also think that it's endangering the culture to the point where it's making... You know, in this case, it's making black people look bad, especially on WorldStar and shit like that. And they don't give a fuck about the repercussions or anything like that. And I think that at that point, when you have that big of an audience, in my opinion, you have a responsibility to paint hip hop in a proper manner. And that's the part that bothers me, because you got so many artists that are coming out with good shit. So you've got a guy like, I'm not really into dude, but you've got a guy like Mac Miller, where his mind's in the right place, but they're talking about Slim Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's the part that bothers me too. Like, that's fucking crazy. Yeah. I'm just going with white and white, you know, in this case, but I'm just saying, like, you mentioned Ray Stremmerd also. Like, why are we hearing about these fucking guys so much?
Right.
Is this bullshit? You know, or the Whip and Nene shit. Like, what the fuck is going on, man? Yeah. Why does it take, you know, a fucking Vine video to make us chuckle, and that person should all of a sudden be the next hip hop superstar because they got a fucking catchy hook? Like, come on, man. What happened to bars?
I think what it is it's like let that be what it is. Let it be what it is.
I'm fine with that too.
Just
exactly.
Don't give it, don't lump it in with hip hop.
And don't talk shit about people that can spit, which is the whole point of this article right here.
Right, that's right. That's crazy. The thing. It's like, listen, I will say, you know, even with I think just a couple points to make is like, you think about Complex, the cat who you guys, I think I heard you talk about Mark Echo, who kind of found it, but there's a cat named Noah. Callahan Beaver, kind of is the editorial director. Now, he's white cat. He's legit. Like, he's paid his dues. Mm-hmm. So, what I think the problem is he's getting caught up into a system where, it's just clickbait journalism.
Yeah.
But but there's a lot of these people kind of slipping, you know, in the door, like this Angel Diaz on somebody like Noah's credibility. And then I think, like I said, they need to be checked. But I will say, but in terms of Whip Nene, listen, I got a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, so I kind of like that girl. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
that girl is kind of fun.
I think
it needs to be put. It's his own thing. But I think there's this sort of this idea that everything needs to be treated equal, and that's just not. It doesn't make sense to me. Kweli has sacrificed. You know, keep going back to what Angel brought up. Kweli has sacrificed his livelihood, money, suffered personally, professionally, for his art. So you cannot say that Ray Shremmerd or whatever should be in the same conversation. There's just two different things. It's a steakhouse, like I said, versus McDonald's.
No doubt.
You all sell beef, but we're not in the same business, B.
It's true.
And I'm putting a lot of work into my stuff, and you're just trying to make a quick buck. Let's just stop this comparison. You go over there, and you go over there, and we'll be fine. But it's odd that this guy Angel, for some reason, you know, it's obviously he feels slighted, or he feels like sort of inferior. I think it's like an inferiority complex that he has to lash out against, you know, Kweli and Lupe, who had nothing to do with it. They feel a certain way about it.
Well, so I got a question for you, though, man. So you mentioned something. So you said the dude Noah has paid his dues, and he's one of the ones that's been there, it sounds like, for the long haul. Since this has popped up, has that sparked any dialogue between, like, you and him or the people at Brooklyn, you know, at your website and Complex? Have you guys had any dialogue? Meaningful, not just the, you attack my writer, I'm going to come at you. But have you guys had any, like, meaningful dialogue? Like, yeah, man, we fucked up on their end.
Yeah, not really. I wouldn't call it meaningful. When Angel did the stupidness about trying to steal shit from my site before, I talked to Noah, and Noah kind of handled it immediately in a respectful way.
Okay.
With this thing, I was going back and forth for ages, and I kind of like checked out. And then at the hours later, I saw Quali go at him, and then Quali had kind of pulled Noah in. So I did hit Noah, and I kind of like, you know, you better watch your peoples. Kind of like, you're good, mm-hmm. right? You're good. But your peoples are being reckless, and it's going to fall back on you. And he sort of was like, listen, I don't want to talk about it no more. You know, they're in this sort of weird space where it's like, let's just get over it. It's over. You know, forget about it. He wrote his article, which I thought
that's
was
messed like up.
His article was like, yeah, my guy messed up, but he didn't. I apologize, but I'm not sorry. It was this sort of waffling thing that Quali called him out on. So I kind of jumped in there with Quali, like, you better watch yourself. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Brooklyn Bodega, that's, you know, is an umbrella company. The Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival is a big property. But Complex has never really done anything to, you know, particularly support, you know, what we do. So I have not had any medium dialogue. Because I'm not in their space. Like you said, they want sneakers and this sort of clickbait stuff. You know, if they want fast food, I'm cooking homemade meals.
That's exactly right. Yeah, they're not checking for that. They're checking for, you know, Summer Jam and shit like that.
And I love that comparison. That was cool. A great way to
that's
put
exactly
it.
That's exactly right.
It's,
and then Brooklyn Bodega, for every Brooklyn Bodega and OK Player, you're going to have like a fucking Complex and World Star and everything.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. That'd be like...
Because OK Player is not pushing, you know, Ray Swammert. Come on, man.
I mean, if you think about it, it's like McDonald's coming out and saying, yo, Ruth's Chris, your steak ain't shit. We got the Big Mac, yo.
Hell yeah.
That's really what it is.
That's like us telling people to fucking go listen to Ray Swammert, which will never happen.
It'll never happen.
But you know, the thing is, it's interesting. Also, it's sort of the defense of hip-hop purism. And so the funny thing is, while I'm going at this clown on Twitter, Nice Wonder starts DMing me, like, yo, stop. Just like, you're giving this guy too much shine. Like, you should not even talk to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know, but I got to get him.
It's a kid.
I'm glad you did
that,
though.
Me and Nice had an interesting side conversation where it was like, since when did, like, being a purist become a bad thing? Like, it's such a weird thing in hip-hop is that if you are for pushing the art form forward, if you're for having a higher level of artistic integrity and professionalism, somehow you're like this old crotchety man, but no other industry is like that. You know, nobody in the NBA is like, yo, you should let anybody play on the Knicks. I don't know why y'all tripping. You know, there's standards that you should have. If you don't hold to your standards, your brand is going to fall apart.
True.
And I think like this dude, this Angel Diaz, why I said, you know, he called people like us idiots. I said, you're an idiot because you make no sense. There's in hip-hop between Bossip and all of those world stars.
Yeah,
there's so many people whose business model is to sink the ship that they're on.
Right.
You know, and I think it needs to be, you know, called out. Those people really need to be stopped.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Ninth Wonder, too, because I remembered that Little Brother famously was told by BET that they couldn't be on there because they're too smart. And they came out and Fonte was talking about it on Twitter. Like, this is fucking crazy. This is unbelievable. We're trying to push the minstrel show and this and that. And I don't know where that came from, but that was some wild shit, man. And Gene Gray was saying the same thing. Like, this is bullshit. Like, come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, listen, man.
Let's raise the bar again.
Raise the bar. I mean, like any industry, keep the bar high, man. You got to say, you know, you guys, Fetty Wap or whatever, my kids like it, it's cool, but keep it 100. Fetty Wap is not built to last. It's just not. He's not.
He'll be gone by this time 2 years from now. Yeah.
And that's
people won't even know who he is.
And that's true about this culture. We need to do it more. Like, even Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters tells other rock bands, like, step your shit up. Like, this is not real rock music.
Yeah. No doubt, man.
Like, the more artists talk about it, that'd be interesting. I think they should, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could. And you know, Angel likes to make it sort of like bizarre, like age thing. But you know, that's ridiculous. You know, we put Kendrick on the stage in 2011.
Yeah.
We had Cole. We had Currency. You know, we've done all types of things. It's not about age. It's not about me living in the past. It's about, you're whack. That shit catches me what it is. You're whack.
I haven't heard that since the 90s.
Hell yeah.
I mean, what would happen?
I grew up in a time where they was like, yo, son, this shit is whack.
Yes.
It's no run.
Rest in peace, Sean Price.
That, conversation.
That's one of the champions of that shit. He used to say it all the time.
Yeah.
He didn't even like Wale. He's like, nah, man, I liked all that new shit. Fuck that guy. I was like, damn. Like, get your bars up.
Yeah, get your bars up. Your bars up. And I don't know if, I guess it makes for somewhat crotchety old man on the porch, like, get off my lawn. But I think, and I'm just getting to kind of understand your guys' brand. There's people just, I care about this a lot. You know, this is my livelihood.
Yep.
You know, hip hop means a lot to me, and I'm just not going to let. I just don't think I can't just let anything slide by, because then you have, you guys mentioned before, and then you get this Slim Jesus, right? This Slim Jesus is basically, you see where it's going to go.
That
somebody like a Complex, they roll Slim Jesus out like, yo, you know, maybe he's not so bad. You know, and it's like, what?
We thought Iggy Azalea was bad. Look at this.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that later. Yeah. We got a little section coming up on white rappers, what's wrong. And I'm not trying to, we're not trying to frame all white rappers in one category.
Of course not.
But there's a little undercurrent right now of...
There's a theme.
Yeah, a theme of nonsense even popping up with white rappers. But the thing that's killing me is, like, you got Slim Jesus, the little dicky dude. But they're getting, like, mad attention.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, dude, for someone with talent to get the type of attention these clowns is getting.
Y'all comedians or you rapping?
Yeah, it takes years. Well, it's crazy.
You have to ask the question. This is what I said. Who's giving
Who's shining
music?
The light?
Who's giving them the
who's
fucking
doing
time?
It? It's
Jimmy Iovine!
I know you guys don't want to make it a race thing, but it's hard for me not to do that. It's not.
No, we're fine with
race. Race plays a role, bro. Yeah, we're fine with that.
No question.
I think
it's other white people who's like, yo, man, y'all niggas talking about Black Lives Matter and making these references to, like, cultural things that I don't understand. How about we stop that? I need to get a white guy who can kind of, I can relate to. And this is, and when you were a historian, you know, this is exactly what happened.
Very
with
true.
Jazz, with rock and roll, with, you know, R&B. It was always these sort of black artists communicating this pure and honest, you know, representation of their life and their art, and then has to get financed by people, either black or white, but people don't understand it, and they try to dial it down, they try to cut it, dilute it, to something they want. They're trying to take it over. Now, you look at that Slim Jesus, dude, and that's the poison, that's the virus that they're trying to inject us with.
I could get,
but one
I could
day
go,
we're like, that's actually okay.
It's true.
No,
I get into that.
It's poison.
I totally subscribe to the conspiracy theory of that entire thing. I think that shit started back with, like, Vanilla Ice, Tucker, Oprah. Like, back in the day, it was like, it was NWA was like, all right, here's the thing is, like, these guys have a message. That's just scary. We can't have these dudes making a message.
Boom.
We got to stop this shit. How do we do it? You can't make them, you can't cut freedom of speech. What you can do is flood the market with shitty music so everybody looks at it and doesn't take hip-hop seriously.
Or you can kill people like they did Tupac.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, right.
Once that's he got super political, all of a sudden he's gone.
Hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Or you try to co-opt them. You know, I had a conversation with some people in Yassine Bay Circle, and he was like, yo, the conversations that he had, you know, back when he was, you know, when we still go by most, like, when you see, like, how both just disappeared, he's like, yo, the conversations that he had at Interscope and MCA with these guys or with a Leo Cohen, it's like, it'll make your skin crawl. It's not even a conspiracy. There are people who can testify. Like, no, there are people saying, I need you to be a little bit more stupid, you know?
Wow. Yeah,
because this is dangerous to us. So we're under attack, but you know, to black people, it's been that way since sort of, you know, day one. And when we have such a crisis, you know, the recent crisis of Black Lives Matter, and then you have somebody like a Kweli stepped up, and I've been with him when he's in there protesting and talking about his art, and then this clown wants to try to take shots. I'm just, you know, that's like my brother. I mean, my career pretty much started with Kweli and Black Star many, many moons ago. So, you know, I felt the need to just sort of defend it and let everybody know, people who really care about hip-hop and want to raise the standard and hold people accountable, you're not a bad guy. You're actually what we need. It's Angel Diaz who needs to leave.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Thank you for that, man.
Show
seriously.
The door.
For real.
Wes.
Okay, good, man. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you for staying up late and talking with us.
Show Angel the trap door.
Yeah. Thank you.
He's already, poor kid, he's been beat up all week. I almost feel bad for him.
Sorry,
I know,
man.
He regrets.
Good. Maybe, good. Maybe he could do a piece on sneakers or whatever the fuck they're doing over there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Hey, Wes, man, throw your Twitter out for people, too, man. I mean, they already know Brooklyn Bodega, but yeah, throw out your...
BrooklynBodega.com.
Yep, throw out your info.
Yes, sir, yeah. BrooklynBodega.com, at Brooklyn Bodega, Brooklyn's at BK Hip Hop Fest, BKHipHopFestival.com. My own is at West to the Jack.
When's the next Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival?
Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival 2016 will be July 13th to 16th, next summer. You got events going on in the fall and then the winter leading up to it, so you know, you guys just follow us at
boom.
We'll keep you. We're doing a big screening of the Stretch and Bobbito documentary.
Yes.
Next month, which is we're really excited about.
That's a big deal too. Hell yeah, man. Can't wait for that. We're going to have to make our way out there, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about
that,
man.
Yeah, come on up. Let me know.
Maybe we'll bring some real rappers with us.
Oh, yeah,
more
man.
More than welcome, brother.
Thank you for staying up, man. I know it ain't easy. We old-timers.
We need a nap.
It's work.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Exactly.
Keep fighting the good fight, man.
All right, easy, bro. Thank you.
Be easy.
All right, peace, peace.
All right.
Shouts to West. Shouts to Brooklyn Bodega, man. Hell yeah.
Good shit.
For the cause right there.
All right, man. I had Mac Miller's slated next. I can't even do it.
No.
I got to go to Rhapsody and Joey Badass.
Here we go.
Just going to say.
Just on the strength. So here we go. Fuck what them say. Perfect.
Perfect.
38, baby. We in the basement. We'll be right back. Just to tear you down. And all that them preach and I don't believe it. See, there's no way to the words that can't wear me down. I woke up satisfied. I never let your negativity kill my vibe. I know everybody dreams don't survive. That's the difference between me and them in this life. Everybody talk a lot. I remember not to follow what they talked about. Was told it starts with me, I know I'm the illest out. Sheep gonna be sheep, so I know you come around in time. They always do, they don't never let you down. Talking about everything you need except the crown. Your gift and your passion to them don't ever count. To your name and life and money overflowing in accounts. All you bitches look like clowns. Fuck what them say, I don't need. Them more I build you today, just to tear you down. All that them preach and I don't believe it. See, there's no way to the words that can't wear me down. Oh, I don't need
up in the microphone. Check.
We don't need
all on my lonely, didn't need no homies, just me only in the mic recording. The beat get the beats when the beast is hungry. Thought I'd be living in the streets like my teachers told me, as if she should know me, miss. Since you wanna be so nosy, it's a feeling in the air, I know you smell it. Ooh. Team spivin' Nirvana, we getting nearer, the drama, we can't hear it, so don't preach it, told me. They don't wanna see you fall, they wanna see you falling. When they get too far, they treat you like Kobe, as if he ain't scoring, but it's like he got a hex that's stuck up on him, so everybody in the stands won't applaud him. Don't respect his glory. They fill his head with doubts like he can't be Jordan. That's when he turned around and gave his best performance. He could have used his mouth but put his best feet forward. Like,
are you fearing your own star? Won't you wake up and realize who you are to be? No, you don't need it.
For the other types that made you feel like you could ever steal my light. Joy always come in the morning, no matter what the night do. Might not be today, but one day they gon' understand.
I stay blacking out on these records. No question by now, you all should know my complexion. Many seats you can have, need a usher, I got confessions. Most of them shits ain't pleasant. See why y'all seem so hesitant to fuck with me? Is it pride due to my estrogen? Yeah, luckily, air your shit out like smoking shrubbery. That's a Black Friday, that's a line crazier than Black Fridays. Got it mixed up, better call Ollie. I'ma catch somebody.
Fuck what them say.
I'ma catch somebody.
One too many snakes in the garden. I question who they guarding. Like field through a garden. In the garden, Jay Madison. Bring forth the president. Offer them no pardons. So it's nada. So we pray for our brothers and our sisters and our fathers. Looking at me crazy like Drake did Madonna. Kiss of death, they can't fuck with me, mama.
They don't need it. Nah, they don't need it all.
Rhapsody, dope as fuck, man.
Jesus.
Unbelievable.
Still raps.
He's super talented. All right, man. You know what it's time for, though.
What time's that?
What's in the stash box?
Stat time. Let's go.
Oh, shit.
This is that goat mouth ass up.
Yeah, bro.
Dogfish head.
90 minutes. What is this? That's what we aiming for, right?
It's a 90-minute Imperial IPA.
Yeah.
Oh, and it says, what you have here is an Imperial India Pale Ale featuring a single constant 90-minute hop addition.
I fucked with Dogfish.
By a ridiculous amount of English two-roll barley, and then we dry hop it in every tank.
What's a dry hopping?
You know what that is, man. Woo. It's when they take the tank. And
they hop in it.
They hop that shit with all
I love that explanation.
The fluids.
Ooh, it pours.
It's just golden in the mug.
It pours really
man.
Nice. It pours really nice.
It does.
Ooh, it smells very fragrant.
Now look, this beer got like a 96, 97 rating everywhere.
On Rate Beer and on
a Rate Beer.
Beer Advocate, all the
beer,
sites.
Beer Rape, all of them.
He said beer rape.
I'm just inhaling.
I'm digging the aroma.
I'm just inhaling that.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, my friend. Mr. Mac.
Where's your shit, man?
Over the keyboard.
There, let's get it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's got some bite.
It's smooth, though.
It's smooth, bro. Woo. It's real smooth. Get you a little in the front, and then that shit be like, yeah, I'm just chilling. It's good.
This is nice.
That shit is nice.
It's smooth to me.
Damn.
I'm getting a little citrus.
Good lord.
Notes.
Well, no, it's a citrus.
Pineapple.
Some notes. I like notes.
Little notes.
Good Jesus, man. That shit is, yo. I drink that
you could
all
tell.
Fucking day.
That's a dry hop.
That's a dry hop.
Nah, man, this shit is
dry hump.
Yo,
9%.
It's a new winner right here, man.
You better not drink
really?
That all day.
Yeah, that shit will fuck me up.
Wonder what the 180-minute one is.
That's really good.
Sweet Jesus.
Dogfish head.
Wait,
I'm up.
Wait, up.
I'm up, too.
I'm up.
Quit playing. It's about to go down.
It's time for the 2015 Hip Hop Fantasy Draft.
Yeah!
So basically, any fantasy thing, man, where you pick people and based off of how they perform future or how they performed in the past,
okay,
that's how we're going to score.
So we what do? We take turns picking?
Yes.
Right okay. here,
it's a draft.
Right
so.
Here, I've written on pieces of paper a figure.
Why?
Okay.
So it'll tell us who's going to pick first.
Oh,
who's
going to
pick
first?
Pick from the pot.
I'm
not looking at all.
Sweet Jesus.
Do we have
doing,
a time?
Are we doing a snake
something.
Draft?
Just pick something. Yeah, we're going to do a snake draft.
All right, cool.
What the fuck is a snake?
Snake means we go 1, 2, 3,
and then three, two, one.
Mac, pick one of these.
Like.
Pick one of these.
Yeah, just pick one. Choose.
What does yours say?
Mine's two.
Mine says pick again, LOL. What the fuck?
Asshole.
I wrote on four pieces of paper.
Okay.
I have the first pick.
I got three.
Of course.
That's what you wanted,
that's
man.
That's cool. Way to stack.
Oh, I love that shit. That's exactly.
What's he have?
The only thing that sucks about
I'm picking
you
last, motherfucker.
Is that me?
Fuck.
I love it.
I get it. I get that.
I get to pick twice when it comes back.
Oh, why?
Because
you get to pick first, so you should supposedly
I pick first.
Oh, you're first.
Then he's second, and then you're third.
Then I'm third, yep.
We're picking three artists, two producers, or whatever.
Whatever the fuck you want to do.
Artists, producers.
And if you don't want to pick a producer, then shit, you ain't going to have beats.
Who gets the hottest crew, right?
Yes. So we are picking our fantasy hip-hop team, the listeners. Y'all are going to be instrumental in picking who has the best team. Man, fuck, I would not want first pick in this draft, and you got it, Mola.
I want it bad.
First pick's very difficult, man.
I know exactly what I want from my first pick. I'm ready.
Are you?
Yep. Dig that. I hope this motherfucker doesn't pick it.
I don't think you guys are going to be on the same wavelength
at all. Very nervous.
I'm picking Kanye West.
Okay, good.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. All time.
What?
All time.
Yeah.
All time.
That's his number one draft pick is Kanye. First.
What are you talking about? Don't go on producer first, and you went and picked Tom Brady.
Producer rapper. Producer rapper. It's a double duty. He picked Bo Jackson of rap.
And the reason I said Tom Brady is because he's talented, but he's also controversial.
Yeah, he is.
He's also been rumored to cheat.
He is.
Just saying.
Okay.
It's a great pick.
Oh,
I like it.
I picked Kanye West because he can spit too.
Okay.
Oh.
Not all the producers can.
Dual threat.
He's the Bo Jackson of hip hop.
Dual threat, man.
He is. Yeah. He's like a like back in the day. He's like a if this was like a PPR league, he'd be like
Westbrook. Run the ball. The he could catch.
I don't know what the fuck a PPR.
He'd be like LeSean McCoy a couple years ago. He'd catch out the backfield.
Not mad.
He'd be like Marshall Faulk, actually.
I like Marshall Faulk.
He used to put up some points.
Fucking idea.
Sorry, go ahead. Okay. You look like Kurt Warner. You should know exactly.
Y'all got that shit, man. Marshall this shit Faulk. Should be celebrated. The first pick.
Yeah.
We got to announce like we at New York. The first pick.
I don't want that pick. Can I change it?
Of the 2015 hip hop.
Can I change my pick?
Draft. No, you cannot.
Should we be timing these picks?
Is Kanye West.
All right, now I'm ready. Okay.
Do it.
I pick Kendrick Lamar.
Oh.
And I picked Kendrick Lamar.
Who shuffled?
The reason I picked Kendrick Lamar is he's current. He's the best current hip hop artist out right now. Period.
So he went with like Andrew Luck.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know the fuck Andrew Luck is, but
this is what's killing me. But yeah, it's all good.
I picked Kendrick Lamar.
Very good pick.
Yep. Off we go.
Dip dip. Cheerio.
Next.
Very good pick, man. Now it's up to me. And with the third pick in the hip hop draft, I am going with Nasir Jones.
Oh, fuck!
Ill lyricist out of Queens, New York.
Good. Nice pick. He was going to be my first pick.
Nice pick. Nice pick.
Y'all keeping score?
Close.
We writing this down?
Nice pick.
Yeah.
So we got Yeezy.
Yeah.
Nas.
Yeah.
Are you taking them?
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
All right. And now since we snake drafting, it's back on me.
So you just picked Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
Right. He's like injured right now, but he's coming back. I'm just joking.
I went with pure performance.
You went with Adrian Peterson. That's what you did.
Not really.
Dependable. You want Jamal Charles, basically. Smart pick.
Man, I'm going to fuck y'all heads up, man, with the fourth pick in the hip-hop NFL draft. Major selects Jay-Z.
Oh. You're a dick.
No, he's all right.
Stacking chips, man.
How much time we got to
keep going? It's your turn, Mac.
My second pick.
I don't think you could go wrong. We love hip-hop. Go ahead.
I'm going with Eminem.
Oh!
Wow.
I love the pick. I love it.
They better not do that Book of Love song again.
White, selecting white. It's beautiful.
They better not do that.
Way to go.
Bullshit ass song again.
Yo, I'm not mad at you.
Make your own picks at home. Email us your picks at info@livefromthebasement.com or text your picks to us at 313-757-2576. We'll check them out next episode.
Dig it, dig it. So M and Kendrick.
M and Kendrick so far.
I see a theme.
Okay.
Nah, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm.
You're seeing.
I got my eye on your
Dr.
strategy.
Dre theme.
It's not a Dr. Dre theme. I see young versus old.
Okay.
I see vets versus young lions.
I think I was smart.
Okay.
All right. Let's.
Uh oh.
Let's pause some music. With the sixth pick,
sixth and seventh.
Exactly. Oh, with the hip hop draft, Mola One selects
Pac and Biggie.
Motherfucker!
Wow.
Oh, I meant to pick.
Way to go.
God damn it.
Sweet Jesus. Shit just got real.
Get you some beats, Mac. Don't wait. Get you some beats.
I love being on the snake end of this.
This is crazy. That's okay. Why when it came to me, I was like, hold on, I could be an asshole right now. That's what you did. We were both assholes. Cheers to being assholes. You picked the black Republicans.
Yes.
Am I up?
What you got? Yeah, it's you.
Well, my third pick.
This is for sure your first time drafting. Go ahead.
Yeah. With the eighth pick in the hip-hop draft,
oh,
J-Mac selects
DJ Premier!
Nice.
Oh. You ever had someone snipe you?
Yeah, no, I thought about going Premier too, man.
When someone grabs your shit?
That's strong. That's strong.
Mm-mm-mm. Major has 2 minutes on the clock.
Yeah, man, let's go to a song.
You fuckers. Why do you get 2 minutes?
Well, fuck. No, you know what? I'll finish my round.
Oh, yeah, and then we go to a song.
Then we go to
okay.
a song.
Okay.
And then you come back for your next pick.
Okay.
Yeah. Whew.
Why does he get the extra thinking time?
Fuck,
no, it's okay.
You.
We all get 2 minutes. We'll call
all
it two
right.
minutes.
We all have time.
With the ninth pick in the hip-hop draft, Major selects DJ Quick.
Woo-hoo!
And
justify my thug.
We are going to... Mac Miller. Is it a reach? Did I reach?
It's early.
Did I reach?
Early.
Did I take Kaepernick in the fifth round?
I think he's...
We'll see.
Hey, he can rap, though.
We'll be back.
He can rap. I never heard Premier Boys.
He's playing two... Yeah.
Never heard DJ Premier
Two
Boys.
Roles. Two oh. roles. And I got another pick coming up, so...
Made a promise Ooh. To my mama that I bless her with some grandkids. She'd spoil them. But till then, I'm getting dollars. I'm just doing what I gotta. Can a man live? And it's all day. I'm a god, get a whole squad a job, get them all paid. Came a long way from all state, yeah. Now we all American. Shit. We all American. Yeah, I swear to God, I put the hero in heroin. These flows, kilos. I can sell snow to a ski slope. I can sell evil to the devil, non-believers to a temple. Shit, I can sell water to a speedboat. And these eyes is iconic. I went pro, made profit. Now I keep some dead face in my pocket. Getting faded, I've been stoned all week. But what's a guy without a little OD? Just twisting my weed, easing my mind. Why you worry about me? Stop tripping, I'm fine. Spread these bitches done lost it lately. You put the hole in honest, baby. So complicated. And I may be a little arrogant, I'm aware of it, I know. I got a problem, I'ma take care of it. Wait, I'm carrying, gotta let it go. Made a promise to my mama that I bless her with some grandkids. She can spoil them. But till then, I'm getting dollars. I'm just doing what I gotta. Can a man live? And it's all day. I'm a god, get a whole squad a job, get them all paid. Came a long way from all state, yeah. Now we all American. Shit. We all American.
Shoot me down. Back when I first made $100 grand. Thought I was a shit. When I first made $100 grand. Thought I was a king. When I first made $100 grand. Couldn't tell me nothing. When I first made $100 grand. Made $100 grand. Yeah, okay. Back then they used to call me little, but now I'm riding something clean in a coat made of armadillo. They haven't got the memo. I'm saying I'm the shit though. Trying to make it complicated when the shit is simple. Tell me what you wanna be, what your dreams is. 100 G's in my G jeans, I'm a genius. And every day someone save me, please. And get schooled, homie, change degrees. I'm the plug, what you need, though? I'm going beast mode. I keep a freak, even when she underwater, she can deep throat. I made a meal before I paid a bill. These fools worry about a wave, I'm a Navy SEAL. Come with me, I can make your life change for real. Always had a dream of stunting, it ain't nothing unless you running shit. Just a young motherfucker with a plan. Thought I was a man back when I first made $100,000. Thought I was a shit when I first made $100,000. Thought I was a king when I first made $100,000. Couldn't tell me nothing when I first made $100,000. Made $100,000.
That's a dope track, man.
Woo. That's the best Mac Miller song I've ever heard.
Slow down.
That's pretty dope, man.
Slow down.
Another young Whitey. Oh, is sweet it, Jesus
that
Christ.
Binary Star, he, Honest Expression, use that beat.
Isn't he from OHIO?
I do love that you pulled that one paper that said pick again, LOL.
That was funny, man.
He was all confused. He's like,
so yeah, with the 10th pick in the 2015 hip hop draft, Major selects.
Here we go.
Dr. Dre.
Oh, what? Whoa. Dr. Dre as we perceive him, or Dr. Dre the rude, the fucking truth?
Hmm?
Dr. Dre got his team with him, man.
Dr. Dre and all his.
Dr. Dre and DJ Quick.
Accomplices. Well,
that's how we're going to do it.
Okay.
So, Mac.
I'm just saying.
I'm up.
You're up, yeah. Player.
You're up.
That's interesting.
You going to do the announcement?
Yeah. With. The 11th pick in the 2015 hip-hop draft, J-Mac selects
Andre 3000.
Ooh.
You got some bars, bro.
Yeah, that's like getting like Antonio Brown in the, yeah, in the third round.
That is.
That's a great pick.
Okay.
Not mad at it at all. Mm. Mola, with the 12th pick in the 2015 Live in the Basement Hip Hop Draft, Mola One selects
Big Pun.
Oh! Love the pick.
Shit.
You got great value there, Jim. He's a guy that we haven't seen on the scene in a little while, but he's, in a historic sense, great value for the pick. Way to go.
Thank you. I figure he's got enough humor to make up.
Humor and bars.
And bars.
And gangster.
And gangster. Great. To go with the rest of my team.
Great pick.
And
with the 13th pick in the Live from the Basement Hip Hop Draft.
Theme, because my last pick is 50 Cent.
Oh. Twist.
That's my team.
Way to go.
Pac, Biggie, Big Pun, and 50 Cent. Kanye West beats.
There it is.
Wow.
Roll with it, man. With,
come on, do you want to play games?
The 14th pick in the 2015.
Don't forget, Premier can't rap. Go ahead.
Hip hop draft. J-Mac selects
Large Professor.
He would have been on the waiver wire. God bless you, but he would have been on the waiver wire. You could have picked him up after the draft.
Jim, I really don't know what they were thinking there. I think there's a lot of other players, a lot
there
of
is.
Top
you
picks.
Don't draft the defense this early.
He would have been available.
He would have been available. He just picked up Goskowski.
I don't see this is where I fuck up, because I don't know what's happening after the five.
Sorry.
Right. I got the five.
Oh, shit, man. I can't even lose with that. I mean, like, there's so many people left.
I like it.
The waiver wire is going to be ridiculous.
What happens if I put RZA on the bench?
I like it.
Okay, continue.
Nah, you're cool.
I like it.
With the 15th.
I know where he's going.
And final pick.
I don't.
Of the hip hop draft. Major selects Scarface.
Oh! Current Scarface or old school Scarface?
Doesn't matter. That's okay. A great pick. Okay. All time Scarface.
Face, Nas, Jigga. They've all worked together. I got chemistry.
Face, Nas,
and I'm
Jay-Z.
Going with Dr. Dre and DJ Quick
DJ
to
Quick
handle
on the
boards.
Production team, and both of them can
and
rap.
They both sample, and they both do synthesizers. And
you just covered the entire country.
And they both rap.
Wow.
There you have it.
Ooh, east, west, north, and south.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Not north, but east, west, and south.
Yes, that concludes the hip-hop draft, man. Yo,
we're
going
to go
wait
through our starting five.
My starting five. Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, DJ Premier, Andre 3000, and Large Professor.
Hell of a team. Jay-Z, Nas, Face, DJ Quick, Dr. Dre.
And mine was Tupac, Notorious B.I.G., Big Pun, 50 Cent, and Kanye West.
These are good picks.
You went running back, wide receiver heavy.
I'm tired.
He said, I need one general. And you gave Kanye the keys.
I gave him the keys, man. I think he can handle it.
I dig it. I mean, shit.
This is interesting.
Yes.
What if there's a bye week? Should we all pick one honorable mention? Do it. Fast. Go.
Fuck. Black Milk.
Another producer. What the fuck is going on here?
What's happening?
I like cats with dual threats.
Oh, we're talking about dual threats?
Just make one more pick.
Lauryn Hill.
Ooh. Good Lord. Didn't see that coming.
That was fucking intelligent.
Yes. Quick fire. Quit looking at your computer.
Could you look at my
computer?
Stop
computing.
Computers are pew.
Stop all the downloading.
I'll tell you when we come back.
We in the basement, y'all, man. We hope y'all having fun with this shit, man. I had a blast. That shit was fun. I'm gonna whoop y'all asses, both of y'all. Just letting you know. 38, baby.
She rocked the Gucci clutch. Don't give out the coochie much. On the rare occasion, she'll steam the Dutch. Wrist clean much. Such things I have you locked up with customs for custom rings. And she's accustomed to custom things that you can't pronounce. But I'm a Brooklyn dude and she love hanging out. We chillin' Fort Greene. She call it Clinton Hill. Plus she love it when I take her through Brownsville. Always entertaining conversation. She pure heart. Loving different coaches. Plus she in the art. Never knew where to start. So I played my part. Caught in the friend zone. Feeling like Eli in the red zone. No plays to score. Even though a whole framework I did adore. A whole allure. Body crazy, skin mocha. Down to earth. Watch sports and play poker. Wonder if she know how I felt. As we sat and conversated about a dude she dealt with. I felt it every time she went in the details. I'm not a tag on this female was retail. Shorty dressed like a whole song. All that shit Kanye talk. But she built like a hood girl. Beyonce got the same wall. Saks Fifth Ave, a handful of bags. And my pants still sag. My pants still sag.
Got a lover when I need her, she come through. I'm like the Russell Harris, she like whatever boo. She rim about pants sagging, it's two dudes cross the path and as we flashing in the Benz wagon. Her and two friends, we commence the blood passing. As to keep the conversation up about niggas need to grow up or stay laughing. Cause so often those are the ones they end up with. Opposites attracting, a strong statement. Guess that's how I ended with the situation. Cats hating, seem like they're waiting for my spot to be taken. But we just friends, I don't have the time or the patience to deal with a high maintenance. But moments alone got me second guessing. Always knew I could have her if I started pressing. And the way she fit into the things she dressing. All that DVF, Tavanti, Lavon, Louboutin.
All that shit Kanye took. But she built like a hood girl. Beyonce got the same walk. Saks Fifth Ave, a handful of bags. And my pants still sag.
Shorty from Chi-Town, nice booty, eyes brown. Taking trips to Philly just to keep that vibe round. Cause she say I'm different than most of niggas that she meet on a daily basis. None of them make her happy. I met her on the humble, hopping out of taxi with her and her friends. Grabbing mad bags out the back seat. About to hit Zaxby's and lounge for a minute. A whole style one point like pyramids of Kemet, true queen. Eyes green, name was Maxine. Every time I hopped in the rain, she banging cream. Always had something to steam, so loud to scream. Louis bags matching her jeans, and that means she was super fire. No one prior did I desire on a mental note. Never focusing on vagina. We prayed together, went shopping, even laid together. Attracted to each other, but never played with pleasure. Yeah.
Shorty dressed like a whole song. All that shit Kanye talk. But she built like a hood girl. Beyonce got the same walk. Saks Fifth Ave, a handful of bags. And my pants still sag. My pants still sag. With my Saks Fifth Avenue flow.
Double joint.
That's Saks Fifth Avenue shit. That's that smooth shit.
We're gonna change it up, man.
I like that. So
if we would have got more than our starting five, we all threw out a pick. Major picked Black Milk.
Yeah.
You picked Lauren.
Mac picked Lauren Hill. Yeah. And I'll go with Jay Dilla.
Oh, good one.
Nice pick.
It would have been nice to see Dilla and Kanye West work together.
Yeah. Kanye was hugely inspired by that dude.
Uh-huh.
Good pick. Thanks, good pick.
Bullet. Woo! New album versus one pissed off blender.
Yeah, man.
It's time for Blend It or Bump It.
There it is. We're talking about Watt's Finest, J-Rock.
J-Rock!
TDE. Now all TDE. It was TDE /Strange. They've parted ways.
Oh, that's good.
But it's been,
I don't think it was a good fit, amicable. Anyway.
I thought it was an odd connection.
Yeah.
And I was cool to hear that, like, it was all business. He's like, dude, I still love those dudes. Like, they're super cool.
He's
like, we just have two different visions. And he was like, it wasn't a fit.
Yeah.
And we didn't think it was a fit either. So now J-Rock is back, you know, back all TDE doing what they do. And,
yeah.
We're going to check this shit out, man. It is 90059. Not no 90210, but it's a zip code album. He about to tell us about Watts. So
ooh.
I'm curious to hear how he's evolved. Because we've spun J-Rock for how long now, man? Going back
forever. We interviewed him a while back.
Yeah. Interviewed him. Humble dude, man. Just a cool, a regular guy. So get your pen. Get your paper.
How many tracks we got here?
We are looking at... Shit, 11.
How many intros?
None. It's Necessary is the first song, and it's part intro, but then it gets into music, and this was a project too, man, which was kind of cool. I don't know if you guys saw how he did it. He did crowdfunding, and he was like, you guys determine the release date. So when he hit his target, he was like, y'all gonna get the album. But he didn't tell people what the target was. So it was like... What y'all want to hear? He took input. He took, you know, fan feedback. But he was like, when it gets there, it'll get there. And
damn.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he hit the point and
I like
it's released. It was a dope idea. I thought it was clever. Let's get it popping, man. This is J-Rock 90059, live from the basement, Blender to Bump It, track one, Necessary. Know that sample. The shit fades in. I almost blew out my speakers earlier today because I turned the shit up to like.
Seems quiet.
Watch. I'm not even touching it.
Oh. Got a little bounce.
Mm-hmm.
The zip.
Damn.
I'm straight up out that east side, swinging like zip lines on 4G auto rim tie, automatic Spitfire, yakking the black canister, look at this bastard go, it don't take much to aim, fingers be snatching souls out on my grind ramen, stacking this cash to hold, and I can take you where them niggas get body, but that ain't nobody business, so what the fuck is you asking for? Look, I'm just trying to blow good dope.
Track one, what y'all think, man?
Damn,
up,
thumbs up.
Down. All the way up, necessary.
Baby.
You up too?
All the way up.
I dug
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Moving on, track two, we was unanimous on the first. This is Easy Bake featuring K-Dot and SZA.
I'm back in this bitch. Nigga, you know what's up. Stacking my dividends. Straight out that gutter so you know just what you're dealing with. Highly belligerent. But that's way before the liquor hits.
Get the head real quick.
Forward, climax, less than past 11.
Yeah.
32, ain't got it like that. You really got it like that. Yeah. Itching for a purpose.
I
can't seem to scratch the surface. I ain't got it like that. Do I really got it like that? You keep talking about time, I got none. You can find me with the sun don't ever end and the waves don't part. You don't pay enough of my rent, don't start.
I've got big dream,
you got quick game to get rich quick big. And I don't
she just singing, but that shit just
said.
The transition's dope too, man. I like that shit.
Jesus.
You change up?
Yeah, he was doing some weird 2 Chainz Fetty Wap shit, and then he does that.
It was trappish, but even that shit has some changes in it.
Damn.
I fucked
with it. The beat was sick. I just, the whole whining thing that people do these days.
Yeah, I feel you. Moving on, track three. This is Gumbo. I think this is like his first single. J-Rock, TDE, Watts in the building.
Keep it 100, I'm 101. I ain't talking Dalmatians up under the sun. On the road to Damascus, gun in the suit. You either coming with some problems or you coming for loot. I'm coming with the peace, so I'm chucking the deuce. I ain't trying to run the train, I'm just in the caboose. And I'm trying to get these niggas the truth. I ain't about to spaz on them, give them light. I'm just doing my Zeus. Rubbing on the body just like a masseuse. And it's money like a hobby for you to seduce. But if you blink twice, nigga, you can meduce. See the snakes in here, look, it's hating there. I pray that you niggas all play it fair. You can't help but stare, but you face the glare, yeah. I'm not up on that shore yellow with a helmet on my head while I'm eating marshmallows. Playing jigsaw when I'm picking off devils. I can rock shit on that short yellow. Straight up out the ES. Journey over BS. I'm like 100 kilos stuffed in the Prius. I'm going hard till they free us.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. Let me put some seasoning in this gumbo.
That's just tight.
Yeah, man. Track 4. Wanna Ride featuring Isaiah Rashad, the newest of the TDE fam.
Oh, he's on TDE now?
Oh, he's been on there for a little bit.
I didn't know that.
This shit changed too. I wish he wouldn't have either.
I be that nigga they call J-Rock. I'm a rapper. But if you see me moving baggies out of trap, don't get it backwards. A nigga out here trying to stack that cabbage. Cause if that money's on the menu, gotta hustle like you famished. You know I gotta eat to feed the family. Okay, let a nigga try us. Bustin' like them transits. Set your ass on fire. No violence, not the answer. But come to try to play us, you know we goin' hammer. I'm twisting up fingers, squeezing on heaters, hanging out the drop, Tupac out the speakers.
They wanna ride, they wanna go. You down to ride, step aside. The world is mine. They wanna roll, you down to smoke. You down to drive, the world is mine. The world is mine.
They say, get your money first and foremost. I rhyme like I got Poyos in that Volvo. Shit, I switch up.
Alright, that's the first one. We wasn't unanimous, but he said still he had, got the pass overall, man.
He said he had the Poyos in the
Volvo. That Volvo. Yeah, like the Pollo Loco. Or was it?
The chickens, in the Volvo.
And the chickens in the car?
Yes. Chickens in the car, man. Here we go. Track 5, man. This is called The Ways.
And the fingers
featuring Sir.
Bitch, I know about you.
I love that
hanging
name.
With Laquita, about the whole about you.
Sir.
And now you're acting like you don't know about it. Look, I ain't really tripping. Want some more about you. Now, wait a minute.
I hate the voice.
Bitch, I know about you. Why you tell a business they ain't know about it? That's the wrong way to try to go about it. They gon' check your ass out with no deposit. Now pay attention. And there's the way. Pussy on my heart.
I like the hook. I like that voice, man.
I will say this, man. And now I finally got a handle on it, man. Ooh, JR, he reminds me of the West Coast Freeway.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to figure it out today.
Yes.
That's the voice.
He's high, but it's
he didn't used to do that, though.
Why does he do that?
He used to be almost like Game.
No. He's got a great rap.
He used to be more. He used to be more gruff.
Welcome back, Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, man. Yes, you ain't never lied. That was good to see him up there, man.
That was dope.
He was already back in form.
Fucking hilarious, man.
All right, man.
He goes, I woke up from a coma, and I'm just happy.
It wasn't my fault.
It wasn't my fault. He said, and now that I'm here. Of course, a bunch of women gonna get pregnant.
That was dope shit, man. All right, moving on. Track 6. This is Telegram going crazy.
Actually, it sounds like Tracy Morgan while he's rapping.
I know about you. Don't you think, baby? You're about to get pregnant.
This is Lance Skywalker. Lemon. Not Skywalker, Skywalker.
Who produced this?
That I need to assist on that one. I'm not sure.
Dr. Dre. The Dr. Dre.
But did he?
You see the telegram going crazy. A telegram going crazy. Cause even in reality, complaints shit don't bother me. You see the telegram going crazy. A telegram going crazy.
not the fucking question. Girl, you my pride and blessing. Hey, girl, there ain't no second guessing. I'm about the sweetest chemistry. Hey, question, not the fucking question. If ain't no right, then ain't no wrong. Hey, girl, I feel I'm where I belong. I'm about the sweetest chemistry. Receive a telegram, I'm going crazy.
To the basic, you dealing with bitches who basic, with double faces, smile in your face to leave our business in different places. But I'm crazy, cause I'm out late nights politicking, I gotta get it, baby. Stay off that social media, it's the devil, I'm telling you. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, get a tell on you, keep your feelings inside. Tell me what's on your mind, don't show your hands for the world. Have me out in the blind, girl. I ain't out here doing it for the vine, girl.
Dope shit right there, man. I love that joint, man. That's one of the standouts.
BS as a producer. And you know what? He's a fucking maniac for keeping that fucking Gregorian chant going the whole time.
Who's the producer?
JLBS.
Okay.
Because at first it sounded like
a lot of these tracks.
It seemed like it was going to be like too much, but then
it did.
The keys come in, it's like it just blends.
He starts rapping over it. You're like, all right, fuck it. We're going on a ride.
We're
going
to do the whole shit. Here we go.
Smoke some weed and just fucking figure this out.
Yeah.
No, man.
Exactly.
This is crazy.
So far, man, just letting y'all know, man, we are 5 out of 6 as a team.
It was weird, too, because it sounded pitchy and shit, too.
It did, but it.
It worked.
Shit just worked, man.
Yeah.
Moving on, track number 7, 90059, title track. We'll see how this goes.
Shit, that sounds like Kendrick.
Shit.
This shit insults me.
I need a beer. Anybody else need a beer?
Took my mind on this road.
What the fuck?
It
sounds like Tom Waits.
Nah, man.
This shit insulted me.
Let's kill it real quick.
It insulted me.
And I think what they was trying to do was some ode to Wu-Tang. That's the vibe that I got. It was almost like some ODB wannabe. Yeah, it was.
That shit was wannabe like a motherfucker. Just ODB.
Just listen.
I took my mind on this road.
It's insulting, dude.
It's bad.
It's insulting.
I don't know
what they're going for.
Folgers, wake up sober, kill you for a coma. Snotty nose rap.
I can't do it, man.
Shit is garbage,
fucking
bro.
Fucking can't stand that shit.
Shit is fucking garbage.
He said fucking can't stand
it. Yo, I don't know how that made the fucking album.
It makes me hate my life for listening
bad, man.
To it.
Track 8, man. Blend it or bump it. This one is gonna have people split, I can already fucking tell you. It's Vice City, just like the video game, but it's featuring Black Hippie, Absol, Schoolboy, Kendrick, and Rock. All of them together. Vice City, man.
Big money, big booty bitches, man, that shit gonna be death for me. Big problems, I must admit it, man, that shit gonna be death for me. I prayed to a seed note, my mama gave a pope, I can't stand myself. I just bought a new coat, I might go broke, I can't stand myself. Big money, big booty bitches, man, that shit. Turn me up. Sensei. Big money, big booty bitches, tell the truth, nigga, I'm lost without it. 7 figures for a headline, you want some stage time, we can talk about it. Niggas acting like they be rapping like nice on the mic, truly doubt it. Go against the kid, y'all don't wanna live, that decision is hella childish.
Rose they going with a gimmick, you can already see it.
Yeah, of course, but like,
they spit normal and then the last... Shade,
but now she got some ass, I won't hit it now. I don't lease, I just sell out feast, I put a blue Caprice on Gary Coleman. Bum head. That's some cheese eggs, that's a new raise and a signing bonus.
Falling this bitch like some good pussy, can't stand myself. So good, she so hood, she a cheesehead. Patty Mel, GED with some EBTs and some DVDs, that shit was sad. She reel me in with some chicken wings.
Y'all with me, man. I was in the same fucking boat. I couldn't.
No.
As much as I wanted to be.
Do that.
I love Black Hippie's collabs, man, but this one just, they missed the mark, man.
Do that shit on your own time, man. That's what I think.
Yeah.
But you get all you get your whole crew on one track, man. That's
some fun, like, drunken freestyle bullshit. Don't.
Yeah, why would you put
that
on the album?
Don't insult your audience, man.
I agree. It's Fly on the Wall, man. It's featuring Busta Bus. I ain't heard him in a minute. And Macy Gray of all fucking people.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
There was a young ghetto child gone wild out there running around. who came from a happy home, then got lost in the jungle, hit a lick for like 10 chicks, brought it back to the bricks, then got everybody rich, started his own clique, recruited all piranhas, his favorite phrase, that's on Hunters. This nigga's trained to go, wherever he point, you got shitted on. I smoke like a joint, here comes the lineup. First 48, people remain silent. All his goons still remain violent.
Damn, there
goes
voice.
Another body.
Just,
oh shit, sirens, another bite of dust like nigga Thompson tires, man. Lights flashing. Niggas stunned like the Grammys. Like, no one's like exempt. They'll sell a rock to your granny. Now here's the part that jealousy come out here to play. Hood politics official when they want you out of the way. Now back then, we ain't never mention this word, cause if you got caught snitching, consequences for show. Niggas will throw you out on the freeway with a shell in your dome, and no feelings is shown. And look inside the eyes of these killers, a blank stare that's stiffer than stone.
Sound like Dre on the last track of his life, album.
Where they went wrong. Don't this not me with Kendrick track too, man. The production is so cool. It's like,
when you ice skating, when you stand still, you could witness it all. Picture the vision from the fly on the wall.
I can fly away with you cause I'm seeing it all. If I was blinded, I'd be better off.
Good choice.
Macy Gray, man.
Good choice on Macy Gray. Too,
I like that show.
I miss hearing her on hooks, man.
Good
there was
stuff.
That song with her and the Pharaoh back in the day.
She used to be the shit, man. When she was in Training Day.
Yep. Damn, man.
Macy was talented. It's Money Tree's Deuce. Second Money Tree. Kendrick had the original. Off Good Kid, Mad City. This is Money Tree's Deuce featuring Lance Skywalker, man. J-Rock.
I told my niggas, if you hold me back from pursuing, ain't no coming back. We go get these trees, now watch me do these things. Make these monies easy and watch them glue me back. I told my niggas, if you hold me back from pursuing, ain't no coming back. Pick your poison, tell me what you do with that. Make these monies easy and watch them glue me back. I told my niggas, if you hold me back.
Imagine rock up in that field where options ain't so audible. Problem steady falling, the effects is like some dominoes. Issues chronological, gotta get that money fast. I'm the lit, dominoes. Feeling like Osama, got my llama close. Hope them boys don't come knocking my mama door. AK-47 out that window, think I'm paranoid. America, another case I can't afford. Help me, Lord.
Hold me back.
I'm up, man.
Same.
I'm
down.
You down. Shout out to Mola One for getting that sound. That's Batman. There's no doubt in my mind.
Batman TV show, right?
That's the old ones, man. You remember when like they would cut the Batman
West and shit?
Yeah. With Commissioner Gordon, they'd be like,
holy shit! Yeah. How did you pick that?
I don't know, man.
The little bat signal sounded, was spinning, come out to the.
Sounded like that.
Yeah, man.
It didn't even sound like it.
Sound like God. Holy smokes,
it does,
man.
That shit is. Me on point.
Money does come from trees.
What the fuck? That's what that song sounded. It sounded like totally like it was co-produced by Kendrick Lamar. That song.
See, you didn't like it though.
It sounded like it was co-produced by Adam West.
See, I got people. I think
instead of Kanye West,
if that shit had been on To Pimp a Butterfly, you'd have been like,
oh.
Pimp a Butterfly had a theme. It had a theme.
He's saying you're a fanboy.
I think J-Rock got a theme too.
His zip code.
This shit, nah.
All
man,
these songs.
It's
it's like
message.
A test of me now.
Track 11.
It's my testimony. Look, I got that recipe now. Keep that good book on the dash with that weaponry out. Ain't no more rules in this game, plus no referees out. All that stressing, it taught me lessons called blessings. Went back to stressing in that moment when death was present. Had me praying and asking questions. I had no answers, so I had to bottle up that aggression. Load up them hollows, and I had to follow in my direction. Don't know where I'm headed. I can't look back, though it's nothing there. But backstabber snakes that slither. Decision when nothing's fair. Keeping my faith in all, even if they come take it all. Standing my ground, I was born to fight, so I'm taking off. Me and my champs on a mission, work with the baddest intentions. Sharp is a scalpel incision, gotta survive these conditions. Vengeance is like a tradition. If you practice what you preach, you might just get what you wish.
Never thought it would be easy. Hope we understand that.
Is it just me, or does that sound like a Sky Zoo beat?
It's the trumpets.
Sounds like
jazzy.
Sounds like music for my friends.
Yeah, about three of these songs sound like Dre's intro. It's that sad, melancholy trumpets and shit. Yeah, I rock with it, and I was not expecting this. And see, what I like too, man, I love seeing crews. Like I like when you're a group,
yeah,
but you're all separate solo artists. but I love seeing some type of cohesion. I feel like this album rides off of Kendrick's very well.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's trying to replicate what Kendrick did, but I feel like they're one on the same team. It's like it's Southern Cali. This is what we going through. It's some, I feel like we got some more soul food. It wasn't fast food bullshit just packaged up.
Some of the Wu-Tang artists.
So the question is it worth the $10?
No question.
I think so.
Out of fucking doubt.
I'm 8 out of 11.
Damn, you know,
I am in the same. 8 out of 11. I
feel like there's a trend. I feel like less albums are getting blended these days.
That's crazy, man.
It's a good sign.
What's your score?
I think he was 7.
I had 3 down.
3 down?
That's it? 8 out of 11.
I thought you had 4.
Did we all just have 8?
I had 4. I had 4 down.
All right. So 7. All right, 7-Eleven.
That's a good place to get a Slurpee.
No intros.
Or 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven. 7 even. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, 7 even back though, little Joe.
Right. Picked up the cash flow.
Good album, man. Good
then
album.
We played Bones.
Oh, shout out to J-Rock, man. Super cool dude.
The West Coast stuff. You could say that. It's J-Rock. West Coast.
We got one song left to get out of here. We're running on fumes, ain't we? You tired?
I'm running on fumes.
I feel amazing.
I feel good. But
the interview, we got those interviews. We had good
interviews. We had some great interviews tonight.
Shouts to Wes.
Shouts to Wes.
Shouts to the Glove.
Worldwide Wes.
On the previous episode.
Yeah,
right?
The previous episode. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I love it, man.
How do you feel about your starting five?
I feel great.
That's a lie. How do you feel about your starting five?
I would swap out Large
five?
Pro. That's the only one I'd swap out.
I think I have 3 of the most profound names in modern hip hop. So I feel great.
And you got 3 of the best rappers of all time lyrically.
Yeah,
I got 3 of the best rappers of all time.
So what we got to do is we'll post this, right?
Yeah.
And you can check this out.
Are we gonna
check out our Instagram? If you go to,
are we gonna give you a chance to swap out Large Professor?
No, fuck that. At Live the Basement.
You can go to the waiver wire after what? We got to decide on
it. We'll keep it.
We got to get to the rules.
You going to keep it alone?
At Live the Basement.
I liked your Lauryn Hill pick, though. I almost want to let you do it, man.
No,
first time.
Fuck that. I want to play the game like it's supposed to be played.
That's a bad pick, bro. As commissioner.
Large Pro's
a
shit.
Which one was a bad pick?
As the Large Professor. As the league commissioner, I can help you with
you're
that.
The league commissioner?
I guess so.
Yeah, you and Pierre Garçon in the...
You telling me Large Professor and DJ Premier on the production
being league commissioner doesn't make you boss. It just makes you the guy that has to do shit. Trust me.
Large Professor...
You ain't never lied.
Nobody wants to be league commissioner.
Large Professor and DJ Premier on the production with Kendrick, Eminem,
that could be dope.
Andre 3000.
That could be dope.
That shit would be weird.
But you already got Premier. He's not going to... You know, the Large Professor is just going to do more of the same.
Premier don't really collab too much.
Oh.
If you haven't noticed.
That's true.
Just take Lauryn Hill, man. It was a great pick.
Lauryn Hill would make great hooks for
I'm going to let it happen. Say yes.
No.
Okay, fine.
I want to play the game.
It's like one of those
things. Play the game.
Hey, you know what? I just did that to a friend of mine, man. He gave me fucking DeMarco Murray for James Jones. And I told him I tried to give him other players. And he said no. And I said, okay. So you could be like Benny Blanco.
So Instagram. So follow us on Instagram. You can see the pics up on Instagram. That's it. Instagram / Live the Basement. We will post up everybody's pics on Instagram. And you can like and comment on who you think takes the fucking cake.
Shouts to fantasy shit, dude. You got to love it, man.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We'll do this again.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
We will. We'll figure out how, but there's going to be more fantasy.
Do it
it's fantasy season. We got to figure this out.
So stay tuned. Upcoming, we're going to be doing a... Respect the Classic series.
We'll do an 80s fantasy draft.
We'll have the 80s, 90s, and 2000 through 2010.
Oh,
we got a series coming for you.
Yep. So make sure you stay tuned for that. That's coming down the pipe. And we got so many great interviews, dude.
Chock full.
Full
of chalk.
Indeed. Full of chalk. I wish I could drop names, but you can't.
You can't do it.
We
fucking
can't do
rap
it
music.
We can't do it.
Fucking
do
rappers, it. Man. Nobody's dependable. But 80s, 90s, and 2000s coming up. Stay tuned.
I love that.
And then the 10-year anniversary show coming up, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, dude.
And then a year in review.
A year in review.
There's a lot of shit.
Yo, you guys are so lucky.
Let's go.
Such a good show's coming.
This year's already spoken for. So, yeah, we already got that shit on lock. Yeah, super shout out to Dash Radio, man.
Yes.
Salute to y'all.
No doubt.
Yes, Native Rhymes, man.
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Love that.
Yes, indeed.
Those are the time zones.
Yep. So, yeah, catch us on there, man. Hit us on Twitter, Facebook.
Live the Basement.
Yep.
Facebook is We Gets Live.
What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is JMacHH.
Mine's Mola One.
Major HH.
Follow us all. Chat with us. Get with us. We'll fucking talk about you next episode.
And check out our boy at BrooklynBodega.com.
Yes. Shouts to Wes.
We don't plug the other websites too often, but we got love for them.
That's what it is, man. Salute to y'all, man. We'll be back in a couple weeks, man.
And stop, hey, stop feeding the animals, man. Stop clicking like on your complex and your fucking, you know, your bullshit out there, man. I'm telling you, man.
And start clicking like over it live from the basement.
That's a great idea.
And tweet and fucking all that shit.
I love
shit.
That.
That's a phenomenal idea.
We're on your team, man. You're listening to us. You're riding with us. If you have a Facebook account, if you have an Instagram, you have a Twitter account, let's spread the news, man. Let's spread the love and spread the news.
And listen, 2016, we got something fucking amazing coming. Oh, stay tuned.
We riding for you, man. Let's go.
All right, man. Anik Khan, Shadows, closing it out, man, for the basement. Oh, so yeah. 38, man. Catch you on a couple. Be easy.
Yeah. Truth is, I haven't shook my shadow. I done left the past for the cash and some samples. Got a lot of haters out here looking baffled. Playing with a nice little thing, watching scandal. Feeling like a pharaoh, gold in the apparel. That's what I love to my hands on the barrel. Breathe out. Book said I'm shitting on the angle. Get down. And now I'm making music in Manhattan. Ta-da. Ay, my mama ain't believe me until I brought home some money that made it easy. Now if cash is the root of all evil, I'm gon' stay down to earth counting C-notes. See, I got it fucked up like a sequel, cause this plan stay pleasing my people, pleasing my people. Light the top, spark it in the air, we go. Hit the chair like Miss Carter wasn't here. If it's for the hustle, don't you ever interfere, cause she a peach for your pair. Yeah. My daddy ain't believe me until I brought home some paper that made it easy. Yeah. Truth is, I'm a fucking pirate. Practicing my vices, feeling like body. Leaning like Obama when he first had a lighter. On my boss, don't like when Gotti got indicted. Violent. Bought a maid, that's some queen shit. Button down, but it's denim jeans shit. Remember when they said I wouldn't be shit? Now it's crack of dawn, hustle like a fame, bitch. Ay, my teachers ain't believe me. But now these kids listen to me like I was teaching. Now if I got that much influence, I'll make sure not to get that into it. We all playing in the game called Simpson. And I'm trying to find a dame who could build with me, build with me. Lick a shot one time, one time. Pretty gal, bust wine, bust wine. If you try to teach me from a right, you should read in between the lines, right? My people ain't believe me until I brought back some money. Now shit is easy. Yeah. Fuck. Live from the basement.